Mark Ketchum knows all about that process of trying to figure out what makes a bridge collapse. He's a bridge structural engineer, and he's investigated other bridge collapses. I asked him what investigators first look for after a collapse.
One is recording specifically where pieces of the collapse came to rest, either on the ground or in the water. That can help to nail down the sequence of events. We also sometimes collect all the pieces together in some nearby vacant land and lay them out together in an end-to-end fashion so that pieces that were originally connected are next to each other, and we can then look at the details of the damage and perhaps identify where the failure started. Then we can identify from the damage what was the cause of the collapse and what was a result of the collapse, because obviously the steel is all twisted at this point.
Yeah, and that seems to me like that would be very complicated. If the evidence that you're looking at is all mangled and crushed, it would seem that a lot of what you're looking for would be destroyed. How do you tell what's what?
Well, the engineering science of collapse forensics involves a lot of judgment, what we call pick and shovel work in the field. But it is possible to look at twists and cracks and damage and determine whether they're new or old. For example, if a crack has rust inside of it, then it's an old crack. And if it's bright, shiny steel, it's a new crack. We know that different sorts of engineering failures result in different kinds of damage, like a big, large radius twist as compared to a brittle fracture. We can computer model on the basis of this evidence and slowly come to a judgment about what the precise cause may have been.
When you look at what happened in Minneapolis with this bridge and a collapse this massive, would you be expecting that the evidence you're looking for would be pretty large and obvious, or might it be a very small piece that would give you a clue?
It could be something big, like a foundation undermining, or it could be something very small, like a crack in the steel that propagated against the member and fractured.
When it comes to getting the debris out of the Mississippi River, is there a premium on doing that fairly quickly? Can there be problems with disintegration, corrosion, when things are underwater?
It's much better to get this done fast, yes.
Would investigators put a value on eyewitness accounts of what happened? Because a lot of people report seeing very different things when this bridge came down.
My experience is that eyewitness accounts and any video footage that can be retrieved can be immensely valuable, but none of these tools provide the ultimate answer. But together, they can lead to a conclusion that is very reliable.
I imagine when you saw the images of this bridge last night, your forensic gears must start clicking and trying to imagine structurally, physically, with this bridge, what would have happened. You must think about it in a whole different way.
I do, and I came up with a short list of probable causes and came to the conclusion that we need a lot more data, but that this issue of fatigue and metal fracture kind of percolated to the top of my suspect list.
Fatigue and metal fracture.
Yes.
And what would that be?
Well, the connections between members in a steel bridge are subjected to cyclic loads under passing truck traffic. And as we observe the performance of welded and bolted connections over the years, we find out that some configurations deal with those cycles of loading better than others. And in the years since welded bridges were first used in the 60s, we've narrowed the acceptability of these down so that we're better at choosing the right configuration of connection now than we were, say, 40 years ago. And this is nothing to get scared about. There have been Federal Highway Administration and state DOT programs for a long time to take care of these problems. But the problem is that the cracks that cause the problems can be very small and very hard to detect.
Well, Mark Ketchum, thanks very much.
You bet.
Mark Ketchum is vice president of OPAC, an engineering firm in San Francisco. He investigated bridge collapses in upstate New York and the island nation of Palau.